If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Artistic and exceeds that anything she puts her mind to. So how about Coach Ted hyping her up about her marching band and some turtle wax because she loves animals and she'll enjoy it. Love, guys, from Mom.
What instrument does she play?
She just marches.
She's in the marching
band.
Marches.
I don't play nothing.
I loved my days in marching band, dude.
It was kind of fun.
I'll tell you what, everybody knows. Coach loves one thing. It's tailgating college football. But college football is nothing without the marching bands. Whether it's the best damn band in the land, the million-dollar band down at LSU, the marching band is the heart and soul of that whole thing going on there, all right? And the halftime show is great. Dot the I.
Gentlemen, today's my son Aiden's 17th birthday. I've been listening to you guys since he was born. In fact, you guys are the reason why his first word was Ola. He thinks you're awesome and would absolutely love it if he could get a birthday shout out. What the F is that, bro? Your penis is too small. And maybe Coach Ted could give him some inspiring words to get him pumped up about his upcoming senior year. Aiden, love you so much. Lots of love that from Mom, Dad, the Gabe and Gideon of the group.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
All right, senior year. Won't lie to you. Senior year of high school is pretty awesome. Yeah, prom and all that stuff. But also, you're going to get there. First half of the year, you're going to have to do some work. That second half of the year, go ahead and toss your cruise control. Get ready for graduation.
Oh, I got to send an email because my soulmate has been wanting a birthday shout-out for the last four times, and I've disappointed him. So how about a birthday shout-out to Durden with the Dirty Germans talking about his awkward sex drive.
Yeah, the thing about you, I like your awkward sex drive. In fact, that is the thumbnail that I always click, awkward.
Yeah, the awkward thing is that this car is just stuck in neutral.
Yeah, just drive.
Bitches, want to wish my son JC a happy 29th trip around the big orange thing. How about a big old bong rip and throw in some dad jokes? Thanks, guys. Longtime listeners up in Sooke, British Columbia. Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Because you shot him.
Because it died. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What do Call of Duty and a penis have in common?
You both play them alone?
First-person shooting games. My wife asked, have you seen the dog bowl?
I said, no, but I've seen him golf.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
Damn it.
Let's see what we got here.
Actually, he's really good, man. He's a handicapped.
Start on the Wii.
Guys, Miles, can you say whatever dirty S comes to mind for my boyfriend, Evan? It's his birthday. The Dirty Germans would be great. That from the lovely Danica.
Yeah, with a name like Danica, we know Evan has to be a dirty, dirty man because you're a dirty girl. It's in your name.
Yeah. So, you know, she's most famous for sitting inside of the cockpit of the car.
Yeah.
Guys, it's my 35th birthday today. I would just like to request an earth, and some advice from the coach on, from Coke Ted on turning 35. Thanks, that from Black Aaron the Painter.
Black Aaron the Painter, located right here.
On earth.
Hi, you want some advice from Coke Ted on your 35th birthday? Go insane tonight. Go out there. Cheat on your wife. Get in a fist fight. End up in jail. Have a real fun night.
G'day, mates, and Rain-X Ambassador Miles. Yeah. Shout out to Grandma Pam, pronounced Gigi, and a very happy birthday. How about the captain letting her know what happened to her favorite mascots, Aunt Jemima, the Land O'Lakes native, and most important, how she can be reunited with Uncle Ben. Thanks, guys, you rock that from Bacon.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Well, the first two mascots you bring up on Aunt Lactate and Jemima and the Land O'Lakes lady, unfortunately, they were let go due to new DEI requirements in the mascot world. As for Uncle Ben, that's not the case with him. And rumor has it he might be in the Epstein files. Crunch bears.
Guys, wish my dad a happy birthday. He'd like a big old Leroy Jenkins and Coke Ted cheering him on of his new job. Thanks, guys. That from Liz in Maine.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Show up the first day, coked out as hell. That's just your normal status.
Guys, I want to wish Terry from Sioux Falls a happy birthday to the Big 4-5. How about Coach Ted giving Terry some advice on how to play goalie in ice hockey? That from the husband, Chris.
Stay big. Take up space. Challenge the puck.
Challenge the puck. The puck, he said. The
All
puck.
Right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob, and appreciate it. Okay, a couple days ago, we got a chance to sit down and talk to Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols. Sex Pistols coming to town. Then Ozzy died. We were not able to run the interview. So here is the legendary Steve Jones.
Now return to the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW.
From is this Sex Pistols. Guitarist Steve Jones coming up on the program a first time for a few emails for the Men's Room at KISW.com. You've got mail. You've got mail. Jumping right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hola, guys. Let's see here. I'll do a birthday shout-out to my daughter, Charlotte, this year. It's her 15th year around the sun. Hey. She is talented, artistic, and exceeds that anything she puts her mind to. So how about Coach Ted hyping her up about her marching band and some turtle wax because she loves animals, and she'll enjoy it. Love, guys, from Mom.
What instrument does she play?
She just marches.
She's in the marching
band. She just
marches.
I don't play nothing.
I loved my days in marching band, dude.
It was kind of fun.
I'll tell you what, everybody knows. Coach loves one thing. It's tailgating college football. But college football is nothing without the marching bands. Whether it's the best damn band in the land, the million-dollar band down at LSU, the marching band is the heart and soul of that whole thing going on there, all right? And the halftime show is great. Dot the I.
Gentlemen, today's my son Aiden's 17th birthday. I've been listening to you guys since he was born. In fact, you guys are the reason why his first word was Ola. He thinks you're awesome and would absolutely love it if he could get a birthday shout. What the F is that, bro? Your penis is too small. And maybe Coach Ted could give him some inspiring words to get him pumped up about his upcoming senior year. Aiden, love you so much. Lots of love that from Mom, Dad, the Gabe and Gideon of the group.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Your penis is too small.
All right, senior year. Won't lie to you. Senior year of high school is pretty awesome. Yeah, prom and all that stuff. But also, you're going to get there. First half of the year, you're going to have to do some work. That second half of the year, go ahead and toss your cruise control. Get ready for graduation.
Well, I got to send an email because my soulmate has been wanting a birthday shout out for the last four times, and I've disappointed him. So how about a birthday shout out to Durden with the Dirty Germans talking about his awkward sex drive.
Yeah, the thing about you, I like your awkward sex drive. In fact, that is the thumbnail that I always click, awkward.
Yeah, the awkward thing is that this car is just stuck in neutral.
Yeah, just drive.
Bitches, what do I wish my son JC a happy 29th trip around the big orange thing? How about a big old bong rip and throw in some dad jokes? Thanks, guys. Longtime listeners up in Souk, British Columbia. Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Get
Why
you shot
did the
him.
Monkey? Because it died. Yeah.
Oh.
What do Call of Duty and a penis have in common?
You both play them alone?
First-person shooting games. My wife asked, have you seen the dog bowl?
No, but I've seen him golf.
Thank you. Yeah. So stupid.
Damn it.
Let's see what else we got here.
Actually, he's really good, man. He's a handicapped.
Started on the Wii. Guys, Miles, can you say whatever dirty S comes to mind for my boyfriend, Evan? It's his birthday. The Dirty Germans would be great. That from the lovely Danica.
Yeah, with a name like Danica, we know Evan has to be a dirty, dirty man because you're a dirty girl. It's in your name.
Yeah. So, you know, she's most famous for sitting inside of the cockpit of the car.
Yeah.
Guys, it's my 35th birthday today. I would just like to request an earf, and some advice from the coach on, from Coke Ted on turning 35. Thanks, that from Black Aaron the Painter.
Black Aaron the Painter, located right here on Earth.
Hi, you want some advice from Coke 10 on your 35th birthday? Go insane tonight. Go out there. Cheat on your wife. Get in a fist fight. End up in jail. Have a real fun night.
Good day, mates. And Rain-X Ambassador Miles. Shout out to Grandma Pam, pronounced Gigi, and a very happy birthday. How about the captain letting her know what happened to her favorite mascots, Aunt Jemima, the Land O'Lakes native, and most important, how she can be reunited with Uncle Ben. Thanks, guys. You rock that from Bacon.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. The first two mascots you bring up on Aunt Lactating Jemima and the Land O'Lakes lady, unfortunately, they were let go due to new DEI requirements in the mascot world. As for Uncle Ben, that's not the case with him, and rumor has it he might be in the Epstein files. Crunch Bears.
Guys, wish my dad a happy birthday. He'd like a big old Leroy Jenkins and Coke Ted cheering him on his new job. Thanks, guys. That's from Liz in Maine.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Show up the first day, coked out as hell. Then that's just your normal status.
Guys, want to wish Terry from Sioux Falls a happy birthday, the Big 4-5. How about Coach Ted giving Terry some advice on how to play goalie in ice hockey? That from the husband, Chris.
Stay big, take up space, challenge the puck.
Challenge the puck.
The puck, he said.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. Appreciate it. Okay, a couple days ago, we got a chance to sit down and talk to Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols. Sex Pistols coming to town. Then Ozzy died. We were not able to run the interview. So here is the legendary Steve Jones. All right. Hey. Steve Jones, what's happening?
How you doing?
We're doing great, man. Good morning to you. Thank you for getting up so early.
Well, I'm in England, so I've been up all day.
You're in England now?
Yeah.
Now, what time do you get out of bed when you say you've been up all day?
Well, it's 5 o'clock in the evening here.
All right. That's okay. All day.
Much I'll better.
I'm old, man. I get up at like 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Why does that happen, right? So, like, you know, my parents, they get older and suddenly they're up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't understand. At what age do you determine, like, I am going to just get out of bed when I wake up?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wake up like 3 times in the middle of the night and it's just the way it is and I'm just used to it, you know?
Yeah, it drives you nuts. Drives me nuts getting up every 2 hours to pee. Steve Jones, Sex Pistols, coming to Seattle, Showbox Soto, October the 13th. Steve, were you involved at all in any of that, the Ozzy stuff? Were you asked to be a part of that? Or I know you know a ton of the people that were out there.
Yeah, I know Ozzy pretty good too, but no, it seemed like there was way too many people. They didn't need me there.
Did you get the opportunity to actually see the show?
I didn't see all of it. I saw bits of it. I thought Youngblood was good doing Changes. I thought that was pretty good. I didn't see a lot of it, to be honest with you.
That's fair. Neither did we.
No, we had our boss Ryan Castle. He ended up going.
Yeah, he went
and saw Duff and all those guys.
And Steve, there. I mean, one of the things that kind of blows my mind just about your career, right? We're reading up on you. And did you ever think when you started the Sex Pistols they would be as iconic as they are? I mean, it was 2025, and you guys are still considered like the godfathers of punk. Yep.
The godfathers of death.
Punk. Oh,
punk.
Punk. Punk. We'll wait a few years for death. We'll use that title when you're gone.
Actually, that's a pretty good name. I like that.
And it kind of is pretty good.
Godfathers of death?
Death, yeah.
Well, okay. You've been in radio for how many years? 30 years? How long have you been doing Jonesy's Jukebox?
Well, I don't do it anymore. When COVID happened, all that nonsense, it kind of ended. But I was doing it for about 10 years prior to that.
Who was...
Different stations.
Yeah, we know you're on KLOS. We know Marcy. She's hard on the eyes. She's very hard on the eyes. It's really hard to talk to her. I'm telling you what.
That is a good-looking woman.
You don't want to be in her company. No. You sure don't. What was one of the harder interviews? Because you're a musician, so it seems to me like it would be easier to be able to talk to people on the level, but an interview can sometimes just be an interview. Did you ever have to deal with anybody where you thought, well, they're kind of cranky?
There was a few cranky ones. But most of them, you know, I'm not interested in the usual questions. I like to talk about regular stuff, stuff that ain't showbiz, and about selling a record and all that. I just like talking and finding out about someone. But, you know, there was always a few who wasn't interested in that and just wanted to promote whatever they were on the radio for. Sure. When I was on another station called Indie 103.1, and that started purely organic. They had no ratings, they had no commercials, and that was something that really took off in LA after a bit. It became very a thing, and everyone wanted to come on it because it was like it started being good. Even though the signal wasn't huge, it was a real cool thing, and I loved it. I could do whatever the hell I wanted. I could fart on the air. I could do anything. I could have silence for a minute, and everyone thought that was funny.
Except for you, the program director.
He wanted to kill me.
Is that the station that Matt Penfield is on now? I can't remember where he went.
No, it doesn't exist anymore. That ended in 2008 when the big crash happened.
Yep.
That ended.
And then you went
to KLOS. Then I went to K-Rock for a couple of years, just on a Sunday, playing new songs. And then I went to KLOS. I was there for a few years.
How did you end up doing... Did they come to you to do a radio show, or did you say, man, I want to talk to people?
I was driving around, and I was... moving the dial, and all of a sudden I heard this punk music. I'm like, oh, this is strange. What's this? And I didn't understand radio at the time. And I'm like, oh, they don't even have commercials. They're just playing music all the time. And, you know, because they just started, so they ain't got the hustle going yet with advertisers. And it was great, and I was really excited about it because they was playing all old punk stuff that I knew. And I got a phone call, and someone said, would you be interested in doing something this? And I just said, I want to be a DJ. And it just came out of the blue, and the next thing I know, I'm a DJ on it, an hour a day, 4 days a week. And then it got really popular quickly, and then I ended up getting 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. And I did that for about 4 or 5 years. It was great. It was so much fun.
Okay, I got to ask you. Now, and you know mainstream rock radio. You worked at KLOS, so you know what typically is being played these days. And since you guys are the godfathers of death, what is your honest opinion of the Green Days of the world, the Offsprings of the world? Obviously, they were greatly influenced by you guys, but what is your interpretation of their interpretation of you, so to speak?
Well, it's, you know, I'm not going to knock these guys. You know, they get a bad rap because people put them under, you know, you get the real punk guys and they're like, they're not punk, they're pop, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, they appealed to a younger crowd, even if it might have been kind of copying the original punk. I mean, they're like pop, though. It's very, I mean, I like pop music, so I like Green Day. You know, and we did a gig the other day, and I forget where he was. I'm on the road, obviously, and Billy Joe came out and sang Anarchy with Frank Carter, our new singer. And this is before they went on stage. This is like, he let the cat out. You know, it was great, and it was just fun. I'm not an old sourpuss, you know. I'm not into all that, you know, like a grumpy old man moaning about younger people. It's not my thing.
Well, Steve, did you ever have, like, back in the day, because you're, like, as far as, I know your band, but also you're kind of like an internationally known tough guy. Like, do people ever take a run at you just because you were Steve Jones?
Not a lot, no. No, I wouldn't say I'm a tough guy. I might look like I am, but I'm a... really.
Would you take a run at Ted, who just asked that question, because he's an Arsenal fan? I just want to throw that out there.
Oh,
well, okay. Okay, now you're crossing the line.
Yeah. What did you Hey, what'd you think about the president taking that trophy? You know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus, God.
I mean, I didn't know what the hell was going on. It was the funniest thing I think I've seen. It was like, it was just hilarious. Especially Cole Palmer, he just had this confused look on his face. I don't know if you know who he is. He's like the guy on Chelsea team now, and it's just, I just thought it was hilarious, to be honest with you.
His quote afterwards, he's just like, yeah, I know who he is, but why? I don't know why he was there.
Do you know he took the trophy home with him?
No.
Yes, he did. Trump, and he gave him a replica. No.
Yeah, yes, the team has a replica.
Steve, I swear to God.
Trump kept the real trophy.
He took the trophy.
That's crazy.
That's what we said.
Welcome to America.
I know they were playing in America, but that's, you know.
Oh, yeah, he kept it, man. Seriously, so the team got a replica. Trump says it's in the Oval Office. He says, yeah, if they ask for it, I'll give it back. And they're like, we don't know what to do.
That's hilarious.
Good times.
That is hilarious.
So you do the Sex Pistols. You guys become what you are. Did you, quote unquote, know that you were punk rock at the time? Or was it something, was that a genre that was assigned to you guys after the fact?
Well, it was a name that was assigned by someone in the press who said that rock word punk, and it kind of sticked. I mean, I think we're more like a rock band than a punk band, and obviously it had the twist with the way John sang, and I couldn't play that great. I'd only been playing a year, but the beats were like rock beats. They weren't too crazy fast and stuff. But I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, it was a movement, that's for sure. It wasn't just the music. It was a fashion statement. It was a lot of drama, you know, the death of Sid and his Nancy and all that. And the fact we only did one album, I think that's why we still got legs.
Yeah,
you know,
but you guys look at your guys' fashion and what it did. You know, as far as look at how Judas Priest looks,
Duff when they're McKagan. On.
Look at Generation X. What how Billy Idol dressed. All these guys.
It was even more of a.
You guys are kind of more like fashion pioneers, the godfathers of, you know, of cotton.
There you go.
Leather.
We got the death. We got cotton.
Death and cotton.
Do you still talk to Johnny Rotten? Are you guys on? Are you guys still friends? I mean, I know you're not on tour together, but do you guys still talk it every once in a while?
No, I haven't spoke to him since 2008. We did up 30 shows back then in Europe and Russia and Japan, and that was the last time I spoke to him.
Okay.
I don't think he's too happy with. He wasn't happy with the TV show that was made, that was based on my book, that Danny Boyle did a biopic. And he's tried to stop the music for it because he wasn't happy about, I don't know the reason why. I think it's because I think Danny Boyle didn't pick his book and he picked my book.
Oh. Or maybe it was your performance in Portlandia or your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you know?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Sure. Steve Jones, Sex Pistols, Showbox Soto, October the 13th. We'd love to go to the show, man. Can't wait for you guys to get into town.
Yeah, I love that little club. I was there last year with Duff. I got up with Duff.
Oh, nice.
He did his solo career project, and he played there. And I got up and did a couple of songs with him.
Yep. How much more confident are you now on guitar, right? Because one of the things you said, like, look, Sex Pistols started, I'm really learning guitar, but one of my favorite quotes is that your focus was based on Black Beauty. So basically, amphetamines helped you focus on learning guitar. And because we on this show have said for years, get stoned, do something, you're going to do a better job.
Well, I don't know about doing smack or downers. That might not work. But speed, I mean, I'm one of them people, when I was at school, they didn't have the word for it then, that you didn't have any attention span.
Yeah.
What's it called? ADHD?
ADHD?
Yeah.
I mean, I had that as a kid. I literally couldn't focus at all. But once I did a Black Beauty, I was like cleaning my bathroom for 10 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Were you close with Lemmy from Motorhead? Both you guys being in L.A. and you know, almost.
I used to buy speed off Lemmy when I was 19.
Okay, so you know him. Wow. Did you ever wonder why he didn't take that mole off of his cheek?
You know, whenever I see someone with a mole on their face, I always wonder why they leave it on there. I don't get it. I mean, that must be an easy fix, right?
Sure, you would hope so.
I mean, he had enough money.
Maybe he had his stash in there.
Let's see. Yeah.
that's where the speed came from.
But he also was betting enough women, like maybe he just didn't care.
But one thing I liked about Lemmy, they did the movie, what was it? Decline of Western Civilization Part 2. And one of my favorite quotes from him, at this time, a band like Poison was huge. And they asked him about Poison. Like, do you feel bad about all these pretty boys? And he goes, no, I wish I was. And I'm like, that honesty, yeah. Man, I thought that
he
was fantastic.
Great, man. Lemmy was great. And I'll tell you what, he was a real gentleman. He was a real gentleman, that guy.
And you could you really always find him at that one bar and that one stool? I mean, was he serious?
Always, the rainbow on the one-armed bandit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's crazy. All right, Steve, thank you so much, man. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the tour, and look forward to seeing you here in Seattle.
All right, thanks a lot. See you later.
Thank you, sir.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, come to 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk at some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The world's smallest snake has been found in Barbados.
Wait a minute. I just died, brother.
Oh, my God. You seen this thing?
I have not. I just know it's a big day for small snakes.
It is. Oh,
damn.
Ooh. God, let's just pile it on.
I just died, man. Leave it alone. How tiny is
Terry Bollea has got a 5-inch penis. I'm just saying.
It's really small. Hang on. Let's see.
I mean, is it like a worm?
The Hulkster.
It looks like a
Hulkster,
worm.
It's got a 10-inch penis.
Shoot. There it is. There's this little guy. Harry, look at that. He's on a coin. Yeah.
That's it.
It's a little itty bitty guy.
See, but I would think that's like a millet. Well, granted, it has no legs. But
correct.
That's
me. Well, if you look at it, it has scales. It's got a head of a snake. Like, it looks like it's a little worm or a millipede or something like that. But if you actually look close, that is distinctly a snake.
I'm going to be honest with you. Snakes don't bother me. They just don't. But for whatever reason, that little snake would bother me more than like an anaconda.
Really?
Yeah, because you look at a giant snake and go, that's a snake.
That Miles, let it go.
Like, it doesn't look right.
You know? The little ones are the scary ones.
That's always. What I'm saying. There's something about that.
Those little blue-ringed octopus, not, that's right. Not real big.
That's what I tell my wife. The little ones are the scary ones. You look out.
That's me with Bubba Clem's wife.
Today is National Cousins Day.
Hey, oh, Alabama.
Nice.
Look it up.
Oh, come on.
Don't forget to order some Smith Valley popcorn.
There you go.
Oh, hey. Good looking at that.
Hey. Oh, nice.
Watch a Falcons game. That's a deep joke.
That is.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk
yeah.
Cousins joke. The dictionary.com word of the day. Not Merriam-Webster. The dictionary.com word of the day.
Bet.
Doodad.
Doodad. Doodad.
What technically is it? Is
it's
it just a
gadget,
random thing?
It's a gadget. It's a device. It's a thing.
To me, a doodad item. Is something that for whatever reason in the moment, you can't remember the name of it. So even if it's like your phone, or for whatever reason, your brain fart on
it. Hand
me the doodad.
I feel like it has to have a function, though, to be a doodad. You know what
it
I mean?
It also sounds like something all those Cajun dudes. Was, hey, man. Hey, dude. Hand me that doodad.
Give me that doodad, dude.
You're saying it has to be functional?
I think it has to be functional. At least that's my definition of it. Like this cup right here, this is not a doodad.
That's not a doodad. But is that a knickknack?
You know what? It could be a knickknack.
A cup is more. So a knickknack is not functional because that's crap your mother collects.
Correct. That's
not
stuff
crackers,
on a shelf. Yeah.
Blue and white plates.
Like,
all
what's,
that kind of stuff.
What's the thing in the middle of your mouse? You know, you can go up and down.
A little
what's
scroll
that,
wheel.
What's
yeah.
that doodad?
Yeah. There you
yeah,
go.
There you go.
All right. I like it.
But that's not a knickknack.
It does something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's got to be like a little thing where you hit a button and it has a little guy that waves or something like that. You know, it's a doodad.
My grandmother used to say doodjigger.
Doodjigger.
Yeah.
She did. I don't think she's trying to be racist.
I mean, I don't think she was either.
The clicker for the television. It didn't matter what the hell it was.
There's a school district in Tennessee. I'm not touching it. There's a school district in Tennessee with a new policy. Doctor's notes will no longer be counted as excused absences.
Well, how else?
I know.
So you can just call out sick? Or they? I mean,
how
kids
do you get
sick.
An excused absence then?
I know.
Because, like, look, I can call and say, hey, my kid is sick. Because he has a freaking temperature. He might feel better later. The doctor has a better authority over me about what's wrong with his ass.
Let me play devil's advocate on this one. I'm wondering if it's not because there are so many parents that are just saying, oh, yeah, Timmy's sick. He's not coming in today. We're going fishing.
But you know, that's why you had to have the doctor's note, because right. You're right.
That trumps your parents.
Do that.
Well, yeah. You could doctor doctor's notes now.
Well, you can't. I used to fake parents. I mean, like, look, man, counterfeit crap's going to happen all the time in school.
And at the same time, like, that's on those parents and those kids.
Yeah, if you're taking a family vacation, 3 days, so you're taking tomorrow off, yeah. I tell the teacher, hey, look, we're going to go fishing for 3 days. He's not coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the case. They might as well be honest.
They say that's unexcused absence. Right. You can mark it down however you want.
Yeah,
we're not
going
to be here.
We're going fishing. I don't care what you call it. You call
is this it part of his permanent record?
I'm not going to argue about what you call this because it's irrelevant.
Right. Right. Exactly. A new study over in England may have cracked the code in how to get students to do better at math, introducing Legos at a young age. Believe it or not.
I believe that. Got my kid on math, believe it or not, introducing football.
There you go.
Dumb as it sounds, like even so, I'm not good at math. And we look at the score, I'm like, what does this team have to do to come back and win? Two touchdowns, get an extra point after each one and do a field goal. I'm like, brother, you just did math.
And that's basically what they're saying. Like, there was this 6-week course, and they, you know, young kids were getting introduced in that, and it got them into, like, spatial awareness and open thinking and thinking outside of the box and whatnot, and it did help with their math skills. And I wonder if it's that exact same thing. You know, this one has 3 little blips on it, and I've got one that has 6. So how do I put this together to where the... It just those small little functions that introduce little pockets of math to give them kind of a foundation to go off of, as it were.
I think the easiest way to teach kids anything is when they're unaware that they're learning something.
Yes, absolutely. Why do you think Sesame Street and Schoolhouse Rock and all that work?
No idea that they're learning.
No, you're just having fun and doing it. You know, that's why story problems, I think, became such a thing. But the problem is that they sucked at writing down story problems.
Right.
Timmy has 6 apples. Why the hell's Timmy so hungry?
Right.
You know, it asks way too many questions.
Eat them all.
Right. If Miles has 100 rabbits, he's got a problem.
Give them something they're interested in.
Absolutely.
Terry has 5 condoms.
Got it, Miles. Scientists have developed a new material that'll take 99% of a very common forever chemical out of drinking water in just 5 minutes.
It's called boiling it.
All right. Yeah. Right. It should. It's like a cloth or just a strip that they run through there that just grabs up on that chemical.
I have one of those life straws. Maybe I should just drink every glass of water through a life straw.
What's a life straw?
Right, does it have like a filter in it?
Oh, yeah. I could go drink water out of a puddle.
Okay. Have you done it yet?
I haven't had it. But that's the whole thing is that you have this life straw with you, so wherever you are, like if you're out, you know, camping or backpacking.
Sure.
Lost in the wilderness, yeah.
I could drink it. But
are you confident with that?
Again, in theory, I can drink from puddles. I haven't done it.
So I will give you this, though. I think, in theory, you could drink from the puddle. You're not going to get any bacteria that'll kill you. You're not going to get any nasty that's going to hurt you. I don't think it's going to taste good.
Correct. You also don't want to be in a porter potty for the entire time you're there.
Oh,
no, you okay, it didn't work. Great. Right. Now what?
Damn it. Orlando Bloom recently attempted to, quote-unquote, clean his blood of microplastics with a procedure much like dialysis. I forget the exact name of it, but it's like dialysis, but it removes certain things
but
from the
blood.
But it
doesn't work.
Yeah, right. It removes certain blood particles out as opposed to like taking like contaminants out of the blood and whatnot. He tried to do that to get rid of the microplastics. Science actually contradicts this method completely. They say that it doesn't do that at all. In fact, it will introduce other microplastics in there because the dialysis machines or whatever this machine is that he's using is covered in plastic.
I'm beginning to think, the longer I live, that the more money people have and the more access they have to things, the more likely they are to buy into snake oil.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just like, look, if you're broke, you're stuck with whatever's going on, man. That's just what life is. And then you get all these rich people like, I have the ability to try this. And you're like, look, man, you have a lot of money, but then about how profoundly ignorant and stupid you are.
Sure.
Like, but it's not going to, you just handed someone a bunch of cash.
Well, and
here's the thing. Give me the money you spent there, and I also will not remove microplastics from it.
And I got to believe that it'll always be a fad to be more healthy, more holistic, more natural than everybody else.
I don't want to die to work out, but I will spend all this money for something that any idiot on the planet will tell you doesn't work.
Putting cucumber up your nose before you go to bed actually really revitalizes your skin. No. Shut up.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you can explain to me what it's doing, I'll listen to you.
Sure.
But a lot of people, right, I saw some interview with a comedian, and they were asking about her schedule, and she's talking about the red light therapy, and they're like, well, what's it do? And finally, she's like, I have no idea. I don't know. She goes, it makes me feel better. The guy was like, all right, cool.
Good enough.
Yeah.
That's what the person who bought on Amazon who hacked into my account bought.
red light mask?
$400-some.
Damn.
I was like, but I was intrigued by what this thing was.
Did my wife hack into your Amazon account?
No. But what I'm thinking to myself, does she have one of those?
Uh-huh.
How often
does she
use it? Is it like having sex with a Mandalorian? This is the way.
It's odd. It's odd.
All right, sister.
Got it. You know what, Miles? Since you keep on bringing up something that was universally hated, there's actually a lot of things that are universally hated, but we got to ask ourselves, do they deserve it?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more things that should not be so universally hated, but somehow are. Like good old Gary. Now, I know some people tolerate him, like his parents, or maybe not. They both went ahead and died just so they probably didn't have to listen to his stupid, long-winded Boone's Farm-laced rants about naked mole rats. Sweet Mother Mary. God, I'll tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if he was a serial killer. He used to talk about how he'd burn ants with a magnifying glass and collect the bones of dead animals out behind the family homestead. It's probably where he mummified his old mom and dad. Hell, his favorite snack is York peppermint patties. Only a psychopath eats those things. Gary tried stopping by my studio once. I looked up at him and said, nope. If I turn up dead, it's probably Gary. Check the haylofts in his barn, creepy son of a bitch.
Thank you, VD. Okay, so these are things that are that should not be so universally hated. At the very bottom of the list, they put the Toyota Prius. And I understand where this came from. You remember the Prius was kind of the first big mainstream hybrid car.
Yeah.
And then everybody just puffed their chest and were so smug about having a Prius.
That's what annoyed me about
it. So I think it got such a bad rap because they are fine cars. They're all right.
But the people, it's like the internet. There's nothing wrong with the internet. And then people ruin it.
Correct.
Same thing with the Prius. There's nothing wrong with the car. I'm glad you went electric. But why are you such a douche about it?
Yeah. I would just not want one from random people trying to open car doors. That's all.
What do you mean? What?
If I'm driving my Prius downtown, there's a good chance two or three times a week someone's going to hop in the car. Backseat of my car.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to keep those doors locked.
You do?
Yeah, at all times.
Didn't you accidentally?
I've done it like three times. When I lived on Capitol Hill, I go, hey, I think somebody left their purse back here. And she's like, that's my purse.
Get out of my car.
My Uber.
Sorry.
I did it once. And then, but wasn't, when Uber first launched, wasn't Prius exclusively the car they used?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at that point, if you jump in the back of someone's car, can't you negotiate a little? Like, they're not Uber. Okay, well, where are you going? Right. Are you headed north?
Are you going up the street
here?
Can
you get me halfway there?
She was not happy.
Yeah, I can bet.
Oh, come on.
Did she, like, freak out, like, immediately or anything like that? Or did she stay silent until you said that somebody's purse is back here?
I can't remember if she was, like, messing on her phone. It's like she didn't even hear me open the door.
No kidding.
So I was like, oh, hey, somebody left their purse. She's like, oh, that's my purse.
Who keeps their purse in the back of their car?
People don't want to be robbed.
I guess.
I mean, let's be honest, I could have just left purse.
Customer service associates.
I don't mind customer service associates. I mean, I hate the process, but it's not them. They're reading whatever dumbass script.
I get it.
They got a manager who's doing absolutely nothing, kind of listening in. Because once they say, and I do this all the time, well, I got to talk to the manager. I say, hey, save yourself the trouble because you don't deserve to go through this. Put your manager on or your manager a bitch. And they love hearing that because you get to call their boss out in ways that they can't, and it's recorded.
Right.
And that has worked in my favor probably three times.
Yeah, the best one I had was something like I ordered this tux, and then they didn't going to send the shirt in time, and then the same thing. And I was like, well, I can't wear a tux without a shirt. And then same thing. I said, I am not upset with you, but I need to. Can I please speak to your manager? Right. You get up there, and they're like, all right, cool. I get like, I'm not mad at you. You're just doing your job.
Oh, exactly. Dude, they become so cooperative in that moment. Like, hell yeah. Hang on. Right. Let me see what I can do for you, brother.
I just wish it didn't take so doggone long to get to the part where they're helping me out. I have to go through so much crap when I talk to customer service associates because I'm not an idiot, but I have to get through the idiot portions of their job.
The dumb stuff.
Right.
Is it plugged in?
Yes, it's plugged in.
I'm just happy to make it to the point where I'm talking to them.
Yeah.
To me, that's the trick. The trick is pressing all the buttons, waiting, getting to the right department, then actually talking to a real person. I don't care if they can help me or not.
And no matter
I feel like I just went through a maze.
And no matter what, when you call, you have an idea of what it is that you need help with, but none of the departments that they list sound like they have anything to do with what you want going on.
I would go operator.
Right.
Operator.
Things that should not be so universally hated. This person says, am I allowed to say country music?
Yeah.
I've been saying this for years, that country music is one of those things that it was very fashionable to not like it just because it was so niche. But it has expanded in the last 20 years. And I will say 20 years. It has expanded beyond the old, you know, Hank Williams picking on a banjo kind of music. Like, it's broad now. It's not lame anymore.
It's very broad. I can say with absolute certainty, I do not like it. I never have. But to its credit, it's kind of hit the hair metal phase of its career. Where
yeah.
It's reaching out to everybody.
It's gotten to the grunge metal, the grunge era of its existence.
I think the stars have gained a popularity like they have never before.
Sure.
I've worked in Baltimore radio for 10 years. The number one radio station in Baltimore, Maryland, which is predominantly a black city, was WPOC.
The country station.
The country station.
No kidding.
The next if you one, go to Washington, the hip-hop D.C. station.
Now, this is 25 years ago.
WPOC, and it's country.
This is 25 years ago. MZQ was always in the top three in D.C. The news station was always number one. But their country station, this is Washington, D.C.
No kidding.
So, in my mind, people have always loved country music. I just think the stars are on a bigger level now.
Yep.
As far as the guys that are doing it, the girls that are doing it.
Right behind country music, what other big thing in music is universally hated? Nickelback.
But they're not.
They're back.
They are back.
Again,
yeah.
Everyone says, and I'm like, you sell 10 to 12 million copies every time they put out a record.
Right.
And I'm like, so I wish I was as universally hated as they were.
Now
we're hated much, much, much more than they are.
Now the millennial love for them is coming out in droves. There's a lot of people that, God bless them, they are now asking forgiveness for ever having said that these guys suck, because they're like, no, this is my childhood. This is what I grew up on. I actually really, really like a lot of this music.
Listen to them cover Metallica. You realize how talented they are.
Yes.
They have a formula for making their music, and that's why their songs are catchy. That's why they're fun to listen to.
Right.
That's why their concerts are great. You know all the songs.
Things that should not be so universally hated. I'm sorry, Steve. Broccoli.
Well, look, man, I don't have a problem with broccoli. I hate the way it tastes. It is not about its existence. It's none of that. It's like, sure, the reason I don't like broccoli is because when it goes in my mouth, I think it tastes like ass. That's
well,
I
like the taste of it. I don't like when you're cooking it and it smells like poop.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's
broccoli, I think the biggest thing broccoli has, though, is it's right behind peppers and onions of an acceptable vegetable to put in dishes.
That's true. You're right.
You know what
you're
I mean?
Right.
Like, peppers and onions show up, people are like, all right, cool. But then, like, yeah, beef and broccoli. I mean, that's a classic.
It also became kind of the poster vegetable.
Yeah.
If you thought vegetables, you thought broccoli. And kids don't like vegetables, therefore broccoli can suck it.
Yeah, broccoli's kind of like the Nickelback of the vegetable world. To
me,
most vegetables suck. So my thing with broccoli, and to your point, because it became the superstar of the vegetable world, I always use that as an example, but I could say lettuce, I could say cucumbers. Like, give me a vegetable that's not a pepper, and I'll tell you why I hate it.
Something I say all the time, I make a broccoli salad. There is no health redeeming qualities with how I make this.
There's mayonnaise.
There's mayonnaise. There's sugar. There's craisins.
Right.
There's bacon, cheese. It's awesome.
But the broccoli makes it look like it's healthy.
Correct.
Nice.
It's merely the vessel to get this stuff in.
Another big one in contention in the food world: pineapple on pizza.
I just don't like the taste.
I love it.
Hey, look, you get whatever you want on pizza. I don't care. I'm just going to get what I like.
There you go.
That's the argument.
That's the great thing about pizza.
I mean, I do agree with people that don't like it and just say it gets the juice on there. So
okay.
I'm also with Miles, though. I have no issue if it's me and a buddy. Like, let's just get two mediums.
Bam.
Yeah.
Vanilla ice cream.
Oh,
I love
who
it.
Hates Ooh. Vanilla ice cream?
I will
man,
slap you.
It's a slur at this
no.
point. Like, oh man, it's so
no.
vanilla. Like vanilla is
no.
a flavor. It is
no.
not the standard ice cream. It is a flavor.
I tried to explain that to people. I'm like, you're right. It's not a base.
No,
it is in fact a flavor. It's very versatile. It's like cheese. You can put cheese on damn near anything.
It's like
but
the,
no one gets
it's like
on
the
cheese.
Basic Lay's potato chip. Yes, they have 10, 15 different flavors.
Right.
But when you sometimes just have a real potato chip, you're like, man, this is good.
It is good.
I did get called out once. We went to an ice cream shop, and my mom got two scoops of vanilla, and I got a vanilla milkshake. And I was like, could I try yours? And my brother was like, you're both just got vanilla.
Right.
It's like, yeah, but
well, he's kind of right.
But mine's in an ice cream. No, he was right.
If you want to get crazy and try something.
Put a sprinkle on it. And then we'll leave you with this last thing that shouldn't be so universally hated. They say math.
No
all right. It's just, it's you know, it's hard for people,
I
and I
don't
get that.
Hate math. I did not enjoy math class.
Yeah.
I think there's a big difference.
Fair
math
enough.
Can be, again, watching sports, math is fun.
There's a crazy man on the loose in New York, and he might just be Jason Bourne, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is.
So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast Chuck E. Cheese. Now, I don't mean the entire franchise Chuck E. Cheese. I mean a very specific Chuck E. Cheese, as in the actual Chuck E. Cheese, the mouse. We go to Tallahassee, Florida, where Chuck E. Cheese, the mouse, he was at a kid's birthday party, entertaining the children as he is supposed to do at the location of his name.
He's dressed as the rat.
Yeah, so Chuck E. Cheese.
Charles Entertainment.
Charles Entertainment Cheese is at Chuck E. Cheese at a kid's birthday party, which is not a big surprise. But the kids were a little shocked when the cops came busting in. Pulled Chuck E. Cheese away from the kid's birthday party during the birthday party, handcuffed him, and drove his ass to jail because it turns out the guy inside of the costume, Jermell J. Jones, yeah, the cops came after him. It has to do with a little identity theft and stealing credit cards.
So he's not really Chuck E. Cheese?
They found out where he worked. They found out what he did. He was performing as Chuck E. Cheese at the kid's birthday party. I know, the pictures are awesome. Cops came in, handcuffed his ass, and drove him off. Great look, Chuck.
They got the head on the helmet.
They got the head on the cop car, Mike, and he's getting arrested.
So here's to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh,
so,
what happened to Chuck E. Cheese?
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.